Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. In this episode of the Secondary Teacher Podcast, we are going to be talking about the importance of breaking down your summer tasks, especially if they are relating to planning, into more manageable pieces so that you can feel accomplished, like you got something done over the summer, but then you also still were able to enjoy your break. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. My summers finally changed when I started breaking down my tasks into bite-sized pieces. I had a realistic idea of how long it was going to take me to do a project or redo a unit or figure out something new for the following school year. In last episode, 208, we talked about one of the mistakes that I had made was trying to do too much over the summer and actually doing too much over the summer and then throwing it all away. Today, we're really going to get down into the strategy on how to figure out tasks you need to do next year and then breaking them down so that you have a realistic idea of how long those goals or those tasks are going to take you so that you don't bite off more than you can chew or that you are wanting to do for this break. What you're going to do to begin with is you are going to brainstorm everything that you feel like you need to do before the school year starts. Brainstorm all of that, get it all written down. Now, the next thing you are going to do is look at those tasks, because more likely than not, you have written the tasks in such a way that you may not know the steps to do or those sub-steps for that task. For example, in 208, I had talked about redoing a unit. If I were to put on my brainstorming list, I am going to redo the roof style unit for my architecture class. That is a lot. I have no idea how long that's going to take. How do I break that down? What do I need to do first, second, third? That's where we kind of run into some problems. Because if I put that on my plate, now anytime I sit down to work on that unit, I'm not really sure where to start. I could be overwhelmed. I could know where to start, but then I don't really know what's coming next. That's where a lot of us run into issues, is we have kept things a little bit too broad and we need to really focus it down. One task or one tool that I like to use that I found out about when I was doing a time management course is a website called goblin.tasks. And if you go to goblin.tasks, you can put in something large like planning a unit, and it will use AI to automate what the steps could be. And then what you can do is you can delete steps, you can add additional steps, you can actually have it break it down further so you can have it create more steps for you. That is the next thing to do. Once you've brainstormed and you've figured out what you want to do, now you need to break it down even further. And then once you get that list, you're going to need to figure out how long each one of those subtasks will take you. Now, one thing you need to know about the brain is that more often than not, you are going to underestimate how long that takes. Just like when we plan for our students, one thing that I had always heard was plan for your students to take 3 times longer than it took you to do it because you already know how to do it. Same thing when it comes to planning these tasks. And what you're going to do is now you're going to figure out if part of my planning the unit is I need to write the assessment. And my initial thought is going to be, it will take me an hour. I want you to automatically make the assumption that it's going to take 3 hours. You have your task, you have your subtasks. Now you know how long you are estimating how long that's going to take. Now this is how it all kind of figures out and fills in for the summer, because now you need to evaluate your boundaries, your goals, how you want your summer to be. If I am only wanting to spend an hour each day working on school stuff, then what you need to do is only select things that are going to take about an hour to fill that time. And I would even estimate and choose something that will take less than an hour, so that you know that when you sit down and you're working on that particular task, you will be able to finish it during that allotted time, and you won't get frazzled or stressed out if you don't. This will also help with you being able to relax over the summer. Now think about, you may not want to be working or planning an hour each day. Maybe it's an hour for the week, and maybe you're going to be flexible in how you do that. But once you figure out your big task, subtasks, how long it's going to take, then you can start penciling in every week or every month. What do you want your deadlines for yourself to look like? I would like to be able to get that pre-assessment and post-assessment done within the first month of vacation, month of the break. That will help you stay on task, and it will help you feel like you've accomplished things, but then also still giving yourself a time to think and relax and enjoy your summer break. Now that you have a basic idea of what you're going to be working on this summer, here are some other tips coming from a teacher mom to actually get things done. The first thing that has really helped me is to plan a time where I can kind of be flexible. So I like to do things when my children are asleep, or if there is ways that I can be sittervising, that is the best thing ever. Sittervising essentially is you are in the presence of your children, but you are just sitting there doing something else. My kids, because of their ages, if I am sitting in the playroom and they are playing, they don't really need me to play. They don't need me to be supervising. I don't really need to be watching and participating in what they're doing. But me just being in that same room allows me to get some things done. They're okay with me being on my computer. They're okay with me checking email. They're okay with me working on things. Obviously, if I'm on my computer the entire day, then they are not loving that and they're noticing that I'm not paying attention to them. But if I am spending an hour, like during our quiet time or when we're not actively doing things, but I'm able to supervise, that is one of my favorite times to get things done because I'm not stressed out. Another time is if it's during nap time, if you still have kids that are taking naps, and then finally is after they go to sleep. Now, the sleep time isn't my favorite time if I have a deadline. If I don't have a deadline, it works out just fine. But if my children are having a hard time falling asleep and I'm waiting for them to fall asleep so that I can work, and then unfortunately they don't fall asleep and then I end up working later than I had wanted to, and so I don't go to bed as early, think about just different times where throughout your day where you might be able to naturally do things. And it doesn't have to be an hour. Maybe you have some time while the kids are eating breakfast in the morning. I know there is an Instagrammer who she does these breakfast invitations. It's what she calls it. And so they have things that the kids are working on during breakfast. And maybe that would be a time where you could spend 15, 20 minutes working on something while the kids are already engaged in something else. For today's episode, I really wanted to be talking to you about some strategies to help you plan for the summer if that is something that you're wanting to do, how to figure out how much time tasks take so that you are not overwhelming yourself, and then figuring out how to fit those tasks within your regular day so that you can still enjoy your time off, your time at home with your children. If today's episode was helpful to you, it could be for others. You can share this on Instagram, which is where I hang out the most, at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next week.